This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got lots to discuss. Oh, my goodness. Joe Biden getting punked by Putin. Yeah. Oh, it's ugly. Yeah, the foreign policy of Joe Biden is blowing up big time. Also, Afghanistan, we're pulling the troops out. Talk a little bit about that. Minnesota cop update. Yeah, some stuff. What I find interesting, and I'll give you my spin, which is gonna, you know, a little different than what the norm is. So, and that's why you're here. You already know they've identified the cop who killed that man. And the presidential election 2024. There's so much to talk about. I keep talking about these apps for illegals. We've got the border stuff going on, cotton wars, all kinds of stuff. I mentioned the other day that the CNN was not only a fake news outlet. Well, we talked about that earlier this hour, or earlier in the broadcast, but it's they're being sued by the Flynns. And I could go on. But first, we got breaking news, folks. Breaking news that is sure to rock the foundation of, well, something. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, I want to thank, I didn't catch your name, but he called me. He says, hey, Kevin, he goes, I signed up for PolitiChatter, and they wanted my address. And I wasn't sure if I should put it in the thing and all that. And I said, yeah, that's how they're going to send you your stock certificate. And if you aren't signed up for my emails at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I sent out a copy of my stock certificate, the number with the seal and everything. So, you know, who knows what 100 shares of PolitiChatter will be worth once it goes public. But Mike Barron's going to take it public. He's done this for a couple of other companies, and if it's worth $5,000 down the road or $100,000 down the road, give it to the grandkids. So anyway, I'm going to take a bigger role with them, it looks like, at some point, and I will announce that. But I'm happy that there's a social media site that understands that in order to compete, you can't do it in a vacuum. You've got to, you know, get it out there. And it's open to everybody. PolitiChatter is not just for conservatives. Come on over, leftists. Espouse your ideas. Spit your lunacy over there and see how it plays. I'm sure people want to listen to you talk about open borders and climate change and CNN being a propaganda engine for the leftist Democratic Party. And I could go on. Come over and share your views. People are going to disagree with them, but you are welcome to put them there. Unlike the other people. And you know what you can talk about? You don't believe in voter fraud. You think Joe Biden, Captain Demento, actually got 82 million votes. If you can sell that to a group of conservatives, wow, congratulations. But come over and see what it is, what it's like to be able to have debate and people disagree and not hate you. Come over, check it out. And not be banned, by the way. Anyway, breaking news. I mentioned it, and I want to get to it. I know you're, Kevin, what is this breaking news? You're hanging on with bated breath. You're like, tell us, man. Yeah, this is huge. Do you know the name Colton Underwood? Well, he was on The Bachelor. And here's what Colton Underwood, good-looking dude, former NFL player. He was on The Bachelor. He had to be good-looking, right? So anyway, here's what he had to say.
I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it.
Oh, my goodness. A bachelor. A dude that went on a bachelor that made all these women believe that he was heterosexual. He's gay. Doesn't that just rock your foundation? I mean, wow, what is The Bachelor going to do? What if it turns out all these bachelors are gay? Woof, this has bigger far-reaching implications than my joking and sarcasm indicates. I mean, the LGBTQ, because obviously Colton was questioning, have to be celebrating this moment. They got another dude to admit he's gay. Whoa, man, they are converting us one by one. The better looking, the more pronounced you are. Look, I'm just saying, they're winning. They're winning in the battle. Look, how many people are gay do we find out that renounce their gayness? How many? When's the last time somebody came back in as opposed to coming out? I'm just curious. It's a legitimate question because first of all, what's this interview about? His publicist says, hey, listen, Colton would like to come on Good Morning America. He did that on Good Morning America. Colton needs to come on Good Morning America. He's going to make a big announcement. This individual person, one of 7.6 billion people walking the planet, thinks that it's important that we know that he's gay. You know what? I didn't watch The Bachelor, but I bet if I'd watched it an episode or two, I would have said, you know what? That dude is gay. Why is he even talking to these chicks? By the way, all the girls, all they want is their 15 minutes of fame. I'm going to be on The Bachelor. I'm in episode 3. Yeah, Colton, I think we kiss in that episode. He holds my hand. What are they saying now? I knew it. He didn't want me because he was totally gay. I knew it. He came to terms with it. And he says, and the next step in all of this, we didn't get that part of the clip, but he says, the next step in all of this was letting people know. Well, hey, Colton, you want to go on Good Morning America? Why does America need to know that you were gay? Why? That you were deceptive? That you wanted your 15 minutes of fame? So you were willing to forego your true inner self and go fool a bunch of chicks into believing that they had a shot at marrying you? What? Well, I don't even get it. Somebody help me with this. 844-551-8255. Underwood, they write, who realized he was different at age 6. Said now he's the happiest and the healthiest he's ever been, but admitted to finding himself in a dark and bad place before realizing his truth. I wonder if he realized all of this before he decided to go on national TV to make himself a household name. Because see, prior to this, nobody would have cared. He would have dated a few girls, said, you know what, I'm gay, found his boyfriend, came out to his family and friends, and that would have been that. And oh, by the way, I think they probably knew. Overall, he says, the reason why now is because I got to a place where I would have rather died than say I was gay. You buying that? Because I'm not. Anyway, we got a ton of stuff to talk about besides Colton coming out. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my goodness. So hopefully you were able to deal with the breaking news that one of the guys who was on The Bachelor, Colton Underwood, is gay. And he came out on Good Morning America because the entirety of the world needs to know that he's gay. It's important that he lets you know he's gay. It's medicinal for him. It's healing. And hopefully it heals many of you. It reminds me of that basketball player who got engaged to a white chick. He was a black dude. He got engaged to this white chick. It was engaged for 2 years. She said, I knew something was up because he never wanted to have sex with me. Anyway, turns out he's gay. They touted him as the first gay professional basketballer. And then one of the WNBA, openly gay, I should say, then one of the WNBA people came out and said, that's not true. It was a black girl. I forget her name. Tall black chick. She was the first openly gay baller, you know, professional basketball player, which made me laugh because the feminists understand why they didn't include her is because nobody thinks of the WNBA as professional basketball. Oh, Lord, it had me cracking up. So Jason something was this guy's name. Tall, good-looking black dude. He said, and Obama was proud.
It's great that Jason's finally come out and this, that, and the other.
And I'm thinking, Jason fooled a woman into believing she had a chance to get married to him. I don't know what she did in her life, but she was prepping to be his wife. They were engaged. And they say it's a proud moment that he comes out. This is a scumbag who should have told this woman he had no sexual interest in her so she could not lose 2 years of her life thinking she had something going with this guy. And everybody, time they come out, oh, you so this or so that. What about all the chicks that thought this dude was legit? What about them? They made fools of themselves over a gay guy. Now, can they get over it? Yeah. Yeah, if they're not leftist snowflakes, which they probably are. But, you know, come on. If you're gay, you're gay. Sorry, folks, it ain't that big of a deal anymore to come out. I hate to burst your bubble. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the cop who shot, the man who shot Liberty Valance. You know, the cop who shot Dante. Yeah, Dante Wright. You remember that name, Dante Wright. You know Dante, right? He's now on the leftist thug wall of fame. I told you I knew nothing about Dante Wright when I first covered this story. I said I don't know anything about Dante, but here's what I'll bet you. I'll bet you that Dante was not a solid citizen. And here's what leads me up to this point. It was a traffic stop that a cop pulled her weapon. You've been stopped in traffic. Let me ask you this. How many times have you been stopped in traffic and a cop pulled their weapon? I'm going to bet you that in the entirety of the people that are listening to my program, not once have you been in a traffic stop and a cop pulled his or her weapon. I'm going to even go further. I bet you don't even know anybody who, at a traffic stop, a cop pulled their weapon. I'm talking about legit. Hey, your license is expired type of a thing. I'm going to bet you. So my little spidey sense goes off and says, if this cop pulls his car over, goes up, has a conversation with this dude, and has to pull any type of a weapon, something pretty crazy happened. Now, they showed the cop cam and all that, and I explained it the other day. But I don't need to here's the bigger point, and I'm not rationalizing a woman pulling out her service weapon versus her stun gun and killing the guy. He didn't deserve to die. There was some manslaughter or something that needs to happen to this police officer. But I'm not going to forgive Dante. Yeah. Dante Wright had an open warrant related to an armed robbery case against him when he was shot dead. This was on Sunday when he got killed by the cop who claimed she thought she was firing her taser. So I already knew Dante had some issues. Because if a cop comes up to me and I don't have I got no record, even if I did, I would be, and she says, well, you skipped your warrant, sir. Oh, geez. Wow. Well, guess you got to take me in because the alternative sucks. I don't want to get shot. Anyway, they said Dante had this open warrant. He's 20 years old. He and another man had been charged with first-degree attempted aggregated robbery. Now, if you don't know what all that means, robbery versus burglary, etc., there are different things. Like robbery is a person. Aggravated means he used a weapon, yada, yada. So in December of 2019, he tried to steal $820 from a woman at gunpoint. He and his buddy crashed the victim's home in the city of Osseo, O-S-S-E-O, I don't know if I'm saying that right, after attending a party there. They demanded the money the next morning, flashing a gun. Give me the effing money. I'm not playing around, Wright told the woman, according to prosecutors. And the victim refused and began screaming for both men to leave. This chick had some guts. Because me, $820, man, I'd be like, man, it's in the dresser. Go get it. Take it. I don't care. Because yeah, I'm gonna report you anyway. This chick has some guts. And I'm not saying having guts, fighting him because you can get shot over that kind of nonsense. For me, it just isn't that big of a deal. But anyway, the guy goes, give me the money and we'll leave. Give me the money or we will go, is what they said. This is what I'm reading this. I don't want you guys to think I'm just making this up. Then the two men eventually left the home without any money, according to the court documents. But he was later arrested in the case and released on a $100,000 bail. Now, what do you think Dante did? If you guessed that he violated his bail, ding, 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 you'd be correct. In July, when he failed to stay in touch with his court monitor. So, see, these are the circumstances that lead up to a routine traffic stop not being routine. So, cop pulls him over. He knows he's already caught a case. He knows what the problem is. He's got a $100,000 bail. He's not keeping up. So, the rest ensues. Now, I'm not telling you by any means that it is okay that this man was killed. I'm not. But I understand the circumstances that lead up to it. And I think that the idea that we have to burn down a city that's already in shambles over another bogus case. Well, I shouldn't say another bogus case, because I don't think that her shooting the guy accidentally is bogus. With the wrong weapon, I think that's legit. And that police officer needs to serve some sort of time. There has to be something done here. And maybe they need to make sure the tasers don't feel like a service weapon. So something happened there. But we don't need to be burning down cities over it and making thug halls of fame.
Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top health officials are committed to being transparent after the FDA and CDC recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Testifying before the House, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says it will continue to work with administrators to build trust in vaccines. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are itching to expand the Supreme Court for political purposes.
They're introducing a bill to add four new seats to the Supreme Court so that Democrats
Democrats can pack the court.
Democrats did introduce that bill, although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't support the bill that does expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 seats.
And I have no plans to bring it to the floor. No.
Pelosi telling a briefing that she supports President Biden's new commission that's studying federal judicial reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
More unrest overnight in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as protesters clash with police. Kim Potter is the officer involved with shooting and killing 20-year-old Dante Wright as he tried to escape being arrested for an armed robbery warrant. With Potter being charged with second-degree manslaughter, B.C. Mayor Mike Elliott says agitators were mixed in with the peaceful protesters.
Law enforcement team that's assembled to respond to this crisis is working diligently to identify agitators within the protest.
Previous night, protester numbers were in the thousands. Wednesday's numbers were about 500. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stimulus checks and nice weather are getting partial credit for rebounding retail sales. Figures out on Thursday show retail sales in March were 9.8% higher than February and 27% higher than March of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about a little bit of economic news before we get into the death of a scoundrel? Too bad it's not one of our political rip-off artists that we're not going to be talking about. But and I don't wish anybody dead by any means, but some of these people are just evil folks, and I won't miss them when they're gone. I'll put it that way. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden has been a scourge. He now wants to make up to $50,000 of college debt to be free, to be paid off. He says it's free. They think it's free. Who do you think pays 50 grand? I mean, $50,000. Would you like to get $50,000 for doing absolutely nothing? For getting a degree in diversity, equity, or inclusion, or some nonsense degree that has no bearing on society, that will contribute not one iota to the gross domestic product of this country? They might as well give you a universal basic income, because that's what they're doing. Or how about reparations? It's reparations for white kids that get to assuage their guilt in these stupid degree plans. Yeah, look, I was on scholarship. My kids were on scholarship, but whether you're on scholarship or you paid part of the way or whatever, however you did it, that's what built you. And now somebody comes along and says, hey, let's just make it free. It's insanity. Anyway, the Consumer Price Index, which is a measure of inflation, increased 0.6% in March, the largest monthly increase since August of 2012. Now, keep in mind, they kept inflation artificially down during the time of baby Black Jesus. So from 2008 to 2016, they pretty much froze it. Think about this. In 2012, the inflation rate went up. But whoever was in control of the Fed didn't increase anything, didn't put any burden on Barack Obama, because if they had during the time of his massive debt, it would have been an atrocity. There's no way he would have gotten elected again in 2012. So they held it back, affirmative action on behalf of the Fed. Donald Trump had to get him to hold it back by essentially embarrassing him by saying, why are you raising rates on me? Why are you doing these things to me when you wouldn't do it to baby Black Jesus? And so they held them for him. But Trump actually did keep prices. He reduced the pricing of gasoline and food and got everything back in check. And he would have done an amazing, even a more amazing job 4 years unimpeded until, of course, the big cheat occurred. So, but anyway, going on, they said March's increase from the 0.4% recorded in February brings the unadjusted 12-month total price increase to 2.6%, though the comparison point from last year falls after the pandemic walloped the economy and prices temporarily dropped. I don't remember anything dropping. Did you buy toilet paper during the time of the scandemic? Anyway, they say one of the biggest drivers of increased prices in March was gasoline, which rose 9.1%, accounting for half of the overall jump. Natural gas prices rose 5%. Indexes for food prices rose just 0.1%. But in terms of cars, trucks, motor vehicle insurance, hospital services, and shelter, they all saw an uptick. What they're saying, folks, is Joe Biden is ushering in inflation. He doesn't have an answer. And he doesn't. He's a lunatic. It's only going to get worse. We have a little bit of, you know, I think we've got some notes here on Russia's, Biden's Russia problem that we're going to be talking about if we get to it today. Unbelievable what's happening, man. I would tell you that none of us are surprised. I can't imagine anybody surprised. I hate to say this, but it is fun to watch. It's fun to watch Democrats' policies blow up in their faces. Let's move on because I want to talk about this for sure. And I know you heard about this, but Bernie Madoff is dead. And, you know, you may want retribution for him. He stole a lot of money, man. You know the number? Do you guys know the number? $65 billion with a B. I mean, that's a lot of money. For a Ponzi scheme, that's impressive. But in the scheme of things, quite frankly, Madoff is a chili pimp compared to our congresspeople. Pelosi and Schumer extorted trillions of dollars from the public, openly so. They and the Democrats, the leftists, the scandemic proponents. And they will never face the music for this, like Bernie Madoff. His Ponzi scheme, they say, bilked more than 37,000 people across 130 countries out of $65 billion with a B, dollars. It would be enough if Bernie Madoff lived like a millionaire and he took $65 million. He's up there in, you know, in that Bill Gates strata, that Jeff Bezos strata, that Zuckerberg strata, $65 billion free dollars. A pittance by today's leftist standards, but still a lot of money. So a judge sentenced Madoff to 150 years in federal prison and what the judge called one of the most egregious financial crimes in history. Well, let me tell you, compared to the financial scandal, the Ponzi scheme with the housing market back during the time of Bush, and this WooFlu scandal, Madoff, again, he's a Boy Scout. Anyway, Madoff last June asked the court for a compassionate release because he said he had kidney disease and he was dying. And he wasn't kidding. He was dying and the judge declined it. Here's what the New York Post wrote. They said a Queens native, Madoff founded his investment firm in 1960 and began as a market maker who accepted buy and sell orders from brokerage houses. Instead of charging a commission, Madoff pocketed the 12.5 cent spread between the bidding and asking prices and raked in massive profits by paying brokerages a few cents per trade to provide him with a huge volume of orders. Nice job if you can get it. I mean, good for him. Anyway, the SEC was warned about Madoff, as early as 1992, including in a 21-page report back in 2005 by an independent account expert, Harry Markopoulos, titled, "The World's Largest Hedge Fund is a Fraud." But Madoff successfully duped investigators during the inquiries. A 2009 Inspector General report later found that a thorough and competent investigation or examination was never performed, leading to the discipline of 8 SEC employees. I want to explain to you how you know Madoff was a leftist and how he got away with it and all the leftists involved. And it begins with the Security and Exchange. These are government employees. Well, they're supposed to regulate the Securities and Exchange Commission, and 8 employees just ignored Madoff. So here's what he did. He padded his resume, for starters. This is why you know he's a leftist. He used other people's money to pretend he had the Midas touch. And that's exactly what leftists do. See, Donald Trump has the Midas touch. He gets a piece of land, he builds a big, beautiful building, and he makes money on it. Leftists, they fake it. They fake it until they make it. And it's mostly built on fraud. The trouble is, far too many of them never get caught because they rise to power and they change the rules. And that's what happened to Madoff. Madoff had enough money and enough clout that he could get an investigation frozen, stopped. Now, as for Madoff, his house of cards crashed when he was finally busted in 2008 by the FBI for securities fraud. His scheme led one of his sons to commit suicide. I want you to understand the burden this places on the family. And his other son blamed Madoff for his cancer returning. And his son eventually passed away from cancer. The worry ate away at him is what his son said. Now, as you consider the fate of Madoff's sons, I can't help but think of Joey Demento. Biden lost his oldest son, Beau, to brain cancer, and his other son is a crackhead. Now, while Hunter the crackhead may appear to be living large, trust me and believe this, people, his day of reckoning cometh. Crackheads with money are like white trash lottery winners. They are broke within a year of the big win, and by Hunter will be too. See, leftists sell their soul to the devil, all for money and power, and Madoff was no different. Holly weirdos are no different, and these Democrat politician leftist scoundrels are no different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey guys, we got to catch up on some of this news, or else we never will. There are some stories that caught my attention a while back, and I want to go into them. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And hey, thanks to you guys for partaking of the things that we're talking to you about, PolitiChatter. If you are going to be on a social media platform, one of my staffers was telling me, oh, the president's doing his, Kevin, and it's going to be like Netflix and FlickFest and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, great. Where is it? Somebody else said, Mike Lindell's is going to be like this or that. And where is it? one of my good buddies, Hollywood guy, Nick Searcy, he's doing his. I know what Nick's involved in. I said, well, I know Nick's not doing a Netflix thing, but whatever. But here's my question again. Where is it? And when it does exist, you know, what do you think it's going to bring you? You think these guys, and look, I'm not trying to throw shade on what they do. I wish them nothing but success, but it is not going to be what I'm doing. Now, is the president going to give you ownership in his social media site? I don't think so. Is Mike Lindell? No. You know, look, you're free to do whatever you want to do. I don't even want to consider myself influencing you. But I tell you why I do stuff. And for those of you, I had a guy, he said to me, we had a phone call early in the morning the other day. And he said to me, Kevin, I'm looking into what you're doing because of you, because of what you said. Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, and the track record of success that I have, and throwing away things that I know I could have made money in, but I didn't do it on principle so that I could mislead you. So thank you for saying that. Joe the plumber, years ago, he was just getting big and everybody was trying to take advantage of him, and he said to me privately, he says, Kev, I really got to tell you, man, you're a stand-up guy. One of the only ones I've met in this entire cool entity, whatever you want to call it. He says, you do what you say, and I don't watch my back with you. And I thought, what a heck of a compliment. Anyway, so thank you guys for participating. We're getting ready to open up our merchandising store. It's going to be a lot of fun stuff. You can get some skank shirts and stuff like that if you choose. It's not just focused on that, but it is from me. It'll be stuff that my team is marketing. So I hope every one of you gets at least one of my shirts or coffee mug that you can, you know, show to one of your leftist friends and get them in a frenzy. Enough of that. Quick stories. Accidental painting. American graffiti is what they call this story. A South Korean couple mistakenly tarnished a $500,000 American artwork when they painted over it, and they showed the clip of it. And here's what how it reads. They thought they were allowed to do this as a participatory art and made a mistake, said Kang Wook, head of the exhibition at Seoul's Lotte World Mall, where the accidental vandalism took place, Reuters reported. The damaged 95 by 275-inch untitled piece was painted by Paris-based artist John Won, a.k.a. Harlem-born John Andrew Perello, before a live audience in 2016, and it's valued at a whopping $500,000. And my first thought was, who valued it? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put you in the head of Kevin Jackson for just a second. I said, who valued it? Who's to say it was 500 grand? Well, Kevin, it took him, you know, 17 hours to paint. Okay, well, let's put a number on it. Let's give him $1,000 an hour. Is that reasonable? $17,000 painting. Well, he's quite well known. Did you know him? I don't know him. I mean, and I'm not making that the basis of it, but what's his Q score? Is he is this Michael Jordan that painted this, or the ghost of Kobe Bryant? And even with that, let's double it. It's $34,000. You know what? Let's triple it. Let's make it $51,000. And let's do even better. Let's make it a flat 100 grand. But $500,000? Because somebody arbitrarily said it. See, that's how we arbitrarily overvalue much in life. Because somebody said it. We arbitrarily overvalue the idea of a senator. Oh, that's Senator so-and-so. That's a person that works for you. Joey Demento, you know what I call him that? He's one of our worst employees. He works for us. I don't need to feel any sense of obligation to him. Donald Trump, thought he was a great president. I wasn't going to go around him and kiss his butt. I told anybody, when we have a meeting with President Trump, it'll be because I have something meaningful to tell him that can help the nation and help him do the job that we put him there for. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I'm invited to the White House. It's amazing. Are you kidding? We completely, you know what's funny? We value people that are total strangers because we see them on TV. Or we go, oh, my gosh. He's so great in that movie. He's got such a melodious voice. And you devalue all the things that are important, the things that can impact you day to day, the relationships that you've built. How many of those have you neglected in the last decade? I'm just curious. I'm not getting after you. I'm guilty. Luckily, I have friends I haven't talked to in 5, 10, 15 years, and when we did finally get back together, it was like we hadn't missed a beat. But you know what? That's many years that went by. It's a lot of catching up to do. How about you spend more time on those things that matter? That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, here's another one. Nikki Haley's not going to run if Trump does. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said that she would not mount a bid for the White House in 2024 if President Trump decided to run again. I would not run if President Trump ran, and I would talk to him about it, Haley told Associated Press at a press conference. That's something that we'll have a conversation about at some point if that decision is something that has to be made. Former South Carolina governor considered a potential contender for the GOP 2024 presidential nomination says she would support Trump if he makes another run for the White House. Now, this flies in the face of what Haley did after January 6th, where she blamed Trump. And you know what he did? He cut her off. I cut her off. I had two signed books from Nikki Haley. I know who her right-hand person is. We were talking about doing things together. I won't do it. Nikki Haley is one of these people that is going to check the pulse. Up to that, I thought she was absolutely presidential contingent material. I talked to her about the Confederate flag when she was the governor of South Carolina. I told her I think it was a mistake for you as a Republican to take it down. You should have called in the highest ranking Democrat and say, we didn't put it up, but we will oversee them taking it down. And she goes, no, I think it was so much more symbolic, Kevin, that the Republicans, they put it up and we took it down. I said, do you think anybody really recognizes that? I'll get it up. Do you think anybody recognizes that? I asked her. I think so. I said, no, they don't. I said, with all due respect, they don't realize that it was a Democrat that put it up, but they dang sure saw a Republican take it down, and you get the credit of being the one to put it up and take it down, and you're the one who's the racist. I said, if you're going to do something like that, at least look at the optics. And we agreed to disagree. I still had respect for her, though. I saw her. We were at an event. I don't remember where. I think in Florida somewhere. And she was very magnanimous. Pictures and, you know, the whole thing. And I liked what she did as ambassador. She says she acknowledged that it's been some time since she's spoken with the president, the former president. Asked about the last time she talked to Trump, Haley said that it was after the 2020 presidential election, but before January 6th, when a mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol. See, I so want to get that. If you Google right now, Wu Flu, do you know they will talk about the January 6th event as being a super spreader event? They're still milking that. January 6th should become a day of mourning or something for conservatives. Just like an MLK birthday or something. It should be a day of mourning when the media died. When leftism, you know, and evil flourished. It should be something like, you know, I don't know, Day of the Dead. Like, what do they call it? That's what they call it in Spanish. So something de la muerte. Anyway, they should do. We should do it. It should be some sort of a special day. I don't know what. I don't have the time. I can't take it on as my project. Anyway, here's what she went on to say. She said she still had a great working relationship with Trump during her nearly 2-year tenure as his envoy to the UN. I appreciated the way he let me do my job, she said. I thought we did some fantastically great foreign policy things together. And look, I just want to keep building on what we accomplished and not watch it get torn down. But she's certainly watching it get torn down. Now, we can't get to it today, but oh my gosh, is Joe Biden screwing the pooch in Russia related to Crimea and in Afghanistan. And look, and on the Afghanistan thing, I'm going to give him a pass. We'll talk more about it. I'm out of time.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.